Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions.
Our devotion for today is called A Light in the Darkness, and our Bible reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 16, where it says, "I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them, and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them." Several months ago, our city experienced a regional power outage. About 90,000 customers in parts of three states were without electricity for the second half of the workday. Our little preschool had to manage our pre-nap routines with only the dimness of the afternoon sun shining through our main windows. Using flashlights, we helped each child navigate the dark bathroom. Normally a familiar situation, some children were spooked by the unexpected shadows on the walls and the eerie silence with the absence of our vent fan. The staff talked calmly to the children to lead them through their distress. The teacher was here. Nothing was going to jump out at them in the strange darkness. Isaiah illustrates a picture of spiritual darkness with images akin to a Grimm's fairy tale, a blind person struggling on an unfamiliar path, darkness overshadowing rough places. It's the kind of setting that makes one feel unsettled and distressed, like the children on that dark afternoon at our preschool. And that is where I once was. I was once struggling on a dark path, afraid the shadows of things I could not see would jump out to get me. But this was no fairy tale. I was truly on my way to hell, my sins snatched at my feet. My own arrogance blinded me. Death, the kind that lasts forever, darkened my path. To be sure, my soul was lost in the greatest sense of the word, lost in my sin and in my unbelief. Only that is where I once was. Had I remained in those circumstances, my pitiful body would be cast to hell with my soul. Then came Jesus, a light. Or better said, the true light. His light enables me to see spiritually. The light of Jesus' grace and truth reveals the way to life eternal. It's through him and only through him. Jesus is the way to life, to true life. Life that is inconceivably full and forever. Daily he takes my sins that trip me, and with his own nail-pierced hands, he beats them to nothing so that my path is smooth. In Jesus, there is no strange darkness, no unfamiliar shadows, no rough places, and no fear. In Jesus, there is only light and comfort. By faith in him, I live in peace, confident that he is with me each day. By faith in Jesus, this is also true for you. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, may your word ever be in my heart so that your truth shines in my life. Thank you for being my light and my comfort. Amen.
Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with his grace today and always.